I always wondered how people who had just been delivered tragic news and had to fly on airplanes did it. Every plane must carry someone who's going to their dying mother's bedside, their friend's car accident, the sight of their burned home. Those minutes on the subway are the longest of my life. Aaron answers the door. He's wearing jeans and a button-down, half untucked. He looks stunned, his eyes red-rimmed. My heart sinks again. It's through the floorboards now. "Where is she?" I ask him. He doesn't answer, just points. I follow his finger into the bedroom, to where Bella is crouched in the fetal position in bed, dwarfed by pillows, a hoodie up, and sweatpants on. I snap my shoes off and go to her, getting right in around her. "Bells," I say. "Hey, I'm here." I drop my lips down and kiss the top of her sweatshirt-covered head. She doesn't move. I look at Aaron by the door. He stands there, his hands hanging helplessly at his sides. "Bells," I try again. I rub a hand on her back. "Come on, sit up." "Did he tell you?" she asks me. I nod. "He said you lost the baby," I say. I feel sick at the words. I think about her just last week, painting, preparing. "Bells, I'm so sorry.